Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, 5th Thursday of Lent. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. Commentary by Father Enrique Hassas from Barcelona, Spain. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Today, St. John places us before Jesus' revelation in the temple. Our Savior reveals something unknown to the Jews, that Abraham looked forward and rejoiced when he saw Jesus' day. They all knew God had made a promise to Abraham by assuring him of great promises of salvation for his seed. However, they were unaware of how far God's light could reach. Christ reveals to them that Abraham did see the Messiah in the day of Yahweh, which Jesus calls my day. In this revelation, Jesus appears as having God's eternal vision, but above all, he appears as someone preexistent and present in Abraham's time. Later, in the heat of the discussion, when the Jews said to Jesus that he is not yet 50 years old, he tells them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." This is a notorious statement of his divinity, which they could perfectly understand and which could have also believed, had they better known the Father. The expression "I am" is part of the Holy Tetragrammaton Yahweh revealed to Moses at Mount Sinai. Christianity is much more than a collection of high moral norms, as can be perfect love or even forgiveness. Christianity is faith in one person. Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Perfect God and perfect man, says the Athanasian symbol. St. Hilary of Poitiers writes in a beautiful prayer, "Give us, therefore, a way to express ourselves in an adequate and dignified manner, to enlighten our intelligence, and make also our words to express our faith, that is, that we who had come to know you, God Father, and the unique Lord Jesus Christ through the prophets and the apostles, may also celebrate you as our God, in which there is no unicity of person, and confess to your Son in everything equal to you."